Kirk, what's going on, man?
Well, well, well.
You didn't answer my question.
Oh, it's going great. Or not, wait, no. The question was, what's going on? Nothing.
Hey, the questions are only going to get harder as we go.
I know, I'm nervous.
Yeah, it's only our 32nd episode.
This is
circa episode 1 and 2.
Yeah.
I play that for my kids when they want to go to sleep.
Yeah. What's my name? What's your name?
All right, man. Hey, you want to talk some fancy football?
Yes, I do.
All right, cool. What do you want to do today, man?
I think I want to pretend to draft.
You want to make fun of the draft process. Let's mock it.
Yes.
Well, all right. Good, man. Hey, so just to remind everybody, last time we did this, we posted the results to the Fancy Football Facebook page. And who was the winner of that poll?
I don't remember. I don't even remember doing that. So probably it was probably me.
It was not. You were wrong. It was me.
Oh,
crap. So what we've agreed to do this time is not put our name to it. We know most of our fans are going to be listening to this episode, but if we post it tomorrow and just put Team A and Team B, maybe, just maybe, people can take an objective look at it and vote with their minds and not their hearts.
What if we don't talk the entire episode and just draft and then post it? Do you think that would be a good episode?
And then do a recap.
Yeah.
After the poll's done.
Yeah.
The big reveal.
Yeah, 30 minutes of dead silence.
It just oohs and ahs.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, you got him. All right, so for this one, we are going to do a 12-team PPR league. This is the Matt, Can You Beat Matt League format. And just to make it fun, both Kirk and I will be drafting on this one. I am going from the number one position. Kirk's going from the number 12 position. So should make things really interesting.
Yes, I elected to take the bullet. So he's going to get the best player in the world.
Yeah, you know, I think, let's just see how you feel about it. I don't think going from the 12 position or the 10 position in 10 team leagues is actually that bad this year. I think you're going to be surprised at, you know, your first two picks and the quality of player you can get. But you ready to kick this thing off, man?
Yes, I am.
All right. We are off. All right. So I have the 101. No secret here, Kirk. Still our number one overall player. I'm going with Le'Veon Bell. Actually, you have Gurley as your number one, but I have Bell, so I'm going with him.
Okay.
So question for you. If you had the 1-1, would you still go with Gurley? Is he still your number one guy?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Well, yeah. Hey, let me just talk about who went. So actually, Ezekiel Elliott went number two. Gurley at number three. Oh, boy, things got a little mixed up here. Antonio Brown at the number four, Kamara 5, and David Johnson 6. Then it goes Hopkins, Beckham at 7 and 8. Then Saquon Barkley, Kareem Hunt, and now Melvin Gordon. Kirk, it is now to you.
Yeah, what I have available is the two top running backs are Leonard Fournette and Dalvin Cook, followed by Christian McCaffrey. Right there's a big drop off, I think, in those 2 to 3. So I would be looking at those best available wide receiver, Julio Jones, Michael Thomas, and Keenan Allen, which is not all that bad. So with the drop off and the fact that I'm going to be able to draft two players in a row, I could double up on Fournette and Cook, or I can go Fournette and a number one wide receiver, which I believe I will go ahead and draft Fournette. And then I'm going to try to balance my team a little bit. Let's see if I'm making a mistake. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
That is tough. What are you thinking right now? What's tough?
Well, what I'm thinking is to stick with the running backs, to be solid at the running backs, because I believe there are a lot of wide receivers left. So I'm actually going to double up on running backs. So I'm going to go with Dalvin Cook. So I'm going to have Fournette and Dalvin Cook as my 1-2 running back punch.
Okay. I can't argue with that. Especially, I think you'll see how depleted the running backs will be by the time it gets back around to you.
Exactly.
But I actually, you talked about the drop off being from Cook to McCaffrey. I actually think the drop off is from Fournette to Cook. That would have been really tough for me to pass up Julio Jones or, Michael Thomas, Keenan Allen there. But all right.
Yeah. So look who's left.
Yeah. So. Really all the – I was hoping to get maybe one of the stud receivers, but they've all gone. So, again, I picked Le'Veon Bell with my first pick. Here's what I'm looking at. At running back, Joe Mixon, Jordan Howard, Rashad Penny, receiver, Doug Baldwin, Adam Thielen, Josh Gordon, T.Y. Hilton is kind of the type of receivers that I'm looking at. So for me, using that same mindset, what we just talked about, how there is going to be a huge drop off in running backs if I don't take one now, I know at least one of my two picks is going to be a running back. So who do I like more, Joe Mixon, Jordan Howard, or Rashad Penny? Really, to me, it's between Howard and Mixon. I think Penny, there's just too many question marks there because he's a rookie. I'm going to go with our guy, Jordan Howard.
Now, good. Good selection.
I know some people here may be tempted to take Gronk at tight end to separate themselves from the field. I am not one of those guys.
He will go quickly afterwards, so
he, say goodbye. He will. He'll probably go within the next three picks, I'd guarantee. Mm-hmm. So really right now I am looking at Doug Baldwin or Adam Thielen, and I am – ooh, this is tough. I'm going to go with Doug Baldwin because I don't know who else is going to get the ball in that offense. So Doug Baldwin is my number one. I don't feel great about that. And there you go. Gronk goes at the 303. Okay. Ooh. Larry Fitzgerald goes to pick right before you, Kirk. I would have been very tempted to take him.
Yeah. I feel like this whole draft is gonna be completely different than what I'd want it to be. Because here's what I see is I have, as far as wide receivers and playmakers, I have Tyreek Hill, Allen Robinson, and Demaryius Thomas, which really isn't all that bad. I prefer Demaryius Thomas or Tyreek Hill. But there's also the quarterbacks.
Ooh, Aaron Rodgers is sitting there.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson, and Russell Wilson are sitting there, and Aaron Rodgers is really, really piquing my interest. I never get a good quarterback like this. What I think I'm going to stick with is I think I'm going to ride a little bit of the Case Keenum advantage in Denver, and I'm going to pick up Demaryius Thomas.
Well, oh, that first date with him must have went really well then.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. He's money. And then I think, let's look at the wide receivers again. I'm not going to see a lot of these. I don't think. There's also a Zach Ertz.
Now,
I think I'm going to go with big money here. I'm going to go with the player that you hate the most in the world. So that when we play each other, you're going to hate me. And I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers because I think he's a transcendent player.
So
for this draft.
Yeah.
I'm going to a completely different draft now than I would have probably done.
Yeah, see, the thing with that is, this is a PPR league, and it's only 4 points for passing touchdowns. So I would value him a lot less in this type of league.
Or a lot more because he's so much better.
No, I think actually the rushing quarterbacks make up a lot in the 4-point touchdown league. So if it was a 6-point touchdown league, I think he is that much better.
He's got wheels, dude. He's got wheels.
All right. So just to recap, I have Le'Veon Bell and Jordan Howard as my running backs and Doug Baldwin as my number one receiver. So I definitely need to address my receiver position here. So looking at that, I've Juju Smith-Schuster still available, Alshon Jeffrey, Golden Tate, Brandon Cooks. Running backs, Sony Michel, Lamar Miller, Deion Lewis, none of them fire me up. Tight ends, there's nothing I'd want. Quarterbacks, Russell Wilson still available. I feel great. Well, I feel good about my running backs right now. So I'm actually going to look at going receiver here. And I think I'm going to take – oh, man, this is tough. I'm going to go with Alshon Jeffrey as my number two and Juju Smith-Schuster as my flex right there.
Wonderful.
So hopefully, you know, two out of those three receivers can strike, and I've got, you know, Baldwin, Alshon, and Juju.
See, now this is really surprising. Russell Wilson is still there.
You could have waited around.
I know. I could have waited around and got you know, one of the best. Yeah. So, well, here we have guys that I'm looking to fill my roster. I mean, as far as wide or tight end goes, the ones that stand out are Evan Ingram, Delanie Walker. Those two are the ones that I'm probably going to key on. Greg Olsen also, but he's a little bit less desirable, I think, than the other two, with Delanie Walker probably being my best. But then I look down the line, and I don't feel that a whole lot of I can't imagine too many tight ends going, so I'm going to hold off on that. I don't want to do that. Marvin Jones, Michael Crabtree, Corey Davis, Julian Edelman, Will Fuller, Pierre Garçon. That is a tough one.
So remember, you're looking for your number two receiver here.
Yeah. So I think one stands out, and that's Marvin Jones. I think I'm just going to start with him and pick him and then worry about the next one later. Because I think in this situation, I feel a little bit better about some of these running backs than these wide receivers as far as filling out my flex position.
Okay.
To where I feel as far as a starting running back, I'm going to take a chance on a rookie. And I'm going to go with Ronald Jones II. Is that his name? Roy Jones or Ronald Jones?
Ronald Jones.
Sure, let's you got go it right. Ronald Jones. I there like doing go. These kind of drafts, these mock drafts, because you get the bugs out, and I'm getting a lot of bugs out.
Yeah. Okay, so let me ask you this, Kirk. You decided to go with Aaron Rodgers in the fourth pick.
Yeah.
Would you rather have Aaron Rodgers and Marvin Jones, or would you rather have Tyreek Hill and Russell Wilson?
Probably Tyreek Hill and Russell Wilson.
Or Amari Cooper and Russell Wilson. Oh, I know you're not a Cooper.
No,
guy, but
no.
Okay, so hey, it's back to me. Now, I remember I have two running backs and three receivers. Quarterbacks, there's nobody that's really standing out to me that I want. Tight end, I'm not going to reach for tight end now. So I only have two running backs, so I want to get some depth at that position. So really, we're looking at Carlos Hyde, Chris Thompson, Rex Burkhead is a guy I like. And I'll tell you, this may be controversial, Kirk. I know you may not agree with this one, but I actually think Carlos Hyde is easily going to win that job, at least for this year. Maybe, you know, I think the first half of the year, I think he is a safe bet. So I'm going to go with Carlos Hyde as my third running back.
I 100% agree with you as of today, after reading a little bit and looking at my insider information, talking with my father. That was what I said about 3 hours ago. I literally All right. told him that. I said, I think Carlos Hyde is going to be a surprise running back for Cleveland. I think that he's going to steal the job and have it for the rest of the year.
Well, so good.
I'm with you on that one.
All right, validation. He was a top 10 running back last year. Mm-hmm. I like it. Okay, so now, right now, there's no other running backs who really fire me up. Right now, looking at receiver, remember, I have 3 and 3 right now. There's a couple, like mainly Julian Edelman and Randall Cobb. Now, you look at the guys I have right now, Baldwin, Jeffrey, and Juju. I don't think any of them are PPR studs. Maybe Baldwin will have some upside in PPR league, but the other guys are kind of boom or bust guys. So what I'm going to do is hope that these guys can carry me through the first 4 weeks, and then I'm going with Mr. PPR, Julian Edelman, in hopes that he shores me up and brings me into the playoffs.
Cam Newton still on the board, or was on the board?
He is. Yeah, he just went at the 707. All right, Kirk, it's to you.
Oh,
unfortunately, Kyle Rudolph goes right before you.
Yeah, that doesn't necessarily kill me. This is where I struggle. Glazing over the running backs. David Johnson still. Oh, that's Duke Johnson. Duke Johnson. Yeah, you have
David Johnson would be. Would be a steal at the back of the seventh round.
Exactly. You have Marshawn Lynch, Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones, you don't know what's going on with them. Marshawn Lynch, you don't know how much he's going to be involved. Rex Burkhead, Isaiah Crowell, and Duke Johnson. I'm with you on Carlos Hyde being picked, so I can't take Duke Johnson and all good. Rex Burkhead does look enticing as far as a running back goes, but I'm not a big fan of him either. So let's switch it over to the wide receiver, because I see a couple guys that I really like as far as PPR, and that's Randall Cobb and Cooper Kupp. And I may double up on some wide receivers.
Whoa. Hold on a second, Kirk.
What?
First of all, you only have 40 seconds left to pick, but your number 9 overall receiver is available.
Jordy I know. Nelson. I know, but I still like the other ones better, theoretically.
Okay.
So with Aaron Rodgers being my guy, I'm gonna pick Randall Cobb, and then I'm going to go after Cooper Kupp.
Interesting. Oh, well, you need a depth at that position. So you got two really solid receivers there. Those are two good picks.
Yep.
I am shocked you did not go for Jordy Nelson.
I will bet my life he's a top 10 wide receiver, but I will not do this mock draft based on that.
Okay. All right. So it's to me. I have 3 running backs and 4 receivers. So I am not looking at receiver. Right now, the quarterbacks, they're still Stafford, Ryan, Rivers, Luck, Ben are still out there, so I am not going quarterback. Tight end, Jordan Reed is available, and he is a guy that I will definitely take at this spot because, you know, end of the eighth, beginning of the ninth round, I think he's worth taking a flyer on, so I will go with him for my first pick.
I agree.
And now I'm going to look – yeah. I'm going to look at running back because I just need depth at that position. This is thin. This is really tough right now. I don't like any of these guys, so maybe I don't. Maybe I don't running back here.
I think you need to handcuff Hyde with Chubb. They're sharing carries in Cleveland. I also heard that.
Well, yeah. Well, I am not going to handcuff a guy or – use my 9th pick on a handcuff. Kirk, you're going to love this pick. I know you are. Jordy Nelson. Well,
of course. Absolutely. I'm surprised you didn't pick him sooner.
That is a huge just potential upside pick. There was no running backs that stood out to me, so I didn't want to waste a pick on a guy that I wasn't fired up about. Jordy Nelson, you know, has the potential, if Cooper is as bad as he's been, Jordy Nelson has a potential maybe be a wide receiver number 2.
Yeah, a top 10 wide receiver number 2. So here I kind of I'm debating whether I should wait any longer for a tight end because I think I just want to take a chance on the one Cleveland Brown that I want to take to fill out my starting roster. But then let's glaze over the running backs anyways because I got a back-to-back. Donta Foreman, I don't feel good about him. Jamal Williams, I hate them in Green Bay. Devontae Booker, that's an interesting one. That would be a make or break on that one because he's not necessarily expected to start, but he very easily could be the starter. This is going to be a tough one here. Wide receivers, I don't really need them. I'm going to just pick my tight end so that I have a little extra time. I'm going to draft my David Njoku. And then sit here and wait on my running back until it comes to my brain. I see that N. Hines. Who is N. Hines for the Indianapolis Colts? This is a new guy to me.
Yeah, Naeem Hines. He's a rookie. Marlon Mack does not have that job shored up there. So I think Hines may be a little bit more of a PPR guy. Although Mac is two, but with those two and Robert Turbin in there, that backfield is not looking great. But Naeem Hines is, he may be one of those guys who sneaks through.
Well, I guess what I'm going to do is I don't have any confidence in Foreman or Williams. I feel like Devontae Booker is the bet to do to back up that running back, and I feel pretty good about that. Let me just double check my wide receivers. Is there anybody worth? No, and there's not. Nobody's worth it. I'm gonna go with Devontae Booker.
Okay. So hey, just to recap what we have right now, Kirk, this is your starting lineup. Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. You have Leonard Fournette and Dalvin Cook at running back, Demaryius Thomas, Marvin Jones at receiver, David Njoku at tight end, Ronald Jones at second at flex, and your bench right now is Randall Cobb, Cooper Kupp, and Devontae Booker. You have three bench spots left. What I have is no quarterback. I have Le'Veon Bell, Jordan Howard. My receivers are Doug Baldwin, Alshon Jeffrey. My tight end is Jordan Reed and Juju Smith-Schuster in the flex. I have Carlos Hyde, Julian Edelman, and Jordy Nelson on my bench.
It looks like my prediction will be you're going to take Alex Smith at quarterback if you decide to draft a quarterback.
So here's the deal: this last the three picks right before my pick go Ben Roethlisberger, Phillip Rivers, Andrew Luck. This is a worst case scenario for me. Waiting too long. Also, this is awful. So
yeah, it's not normal. One of those guys, pick a backup quarterback before you get to your first quarterback.
Yeah. So know your league. So I will tell you right now, I am not picking a quarterback right now because there's no need to. A quarterback will probably be my last pick. Pat Mahomes, Marcus Mariota, Derek Carr, the best quarterbacks left. Oh man, that is bad.
And I see that there's one team in this, which is new to me, waited until the last round to pick a quarterback and went back-to-back quarterbacks. I've never seen an auto draft to do that. So that's kind of interesting if they mimicked your setup there.
All right. So what I'm going to do here is this is a running back depth. I'm going to go with Doug Martin just to see – just in case he can win that job away from Marshawn Lynch. And then I am, again, looking at running back, and I am going to go with a guy who I actually think will have some standalone value. I don't think he's just a handcuff, and that is Latavius Murray. Remember last year?
That was going to get him at some point. Good job staying away.
Remember last year when Jerick McKinnon was doing great, so was Latavius Murray. He was a number one running back for a lot of the second half of the season. So
you're just trying to figure out a way to trade with me, that's all.
Well, yeah, we'll trade after the draft.
Yeah. Okay. Here's what I see. The top five or four players that they rank available, which I don't necessarily agree. Kenny Stills, LeGarrette Blount, Chris Carson, and Theo Riddick. So none of those fire me up. I don't really see a need to get a backup quarterback at this point. Looking further down, Giovanni Bernard, James White, Mike, is it Michael Breda?
Oh, Breda, yeah.
Whatever. Don't know who he is.
Yes, you do. He plays for the 49ers. Yeah.
Actually, what I like is I see some of the wide receivers that I probably wouldn't mind. And I like Tyler Lockett. There's also Kenny Golladay, but I feel a little bit better about Tyler Lockett being the second best wide receiver on that team. And long shot with Golladay, but running backs, anybody there worth mentioning? Ooh. No, there's not.
LeGarrette Blount. I mean, Peyton Barber, if you want to handcuff Jones, I guess. I mean, it's not looking good.
No, it's not looking good. And Theo Riddick has some value as a backfield. And James White looks like he should have some value as well. But here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to go with where did he go? Oh, there he is, Tyler. I get a couple seconds
this,
here.
Yeah, I think a lot of people expect this to be his his breakout year. It's going to be any year. If not, then he is, what we've seen.
And where I'm going to go is I'm going to go with what this projection is, and I'm going to just pick James White and take a chance on him because he's no, I don't want to do that. That's wrong. See, this is what I go through in my head. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Someone that's probably going to start. This is a probably the long shot here. I'm going to take Frank Gore. Being Frank a starter. Gore. Yep. Maybe he's a touchdown guy. I don't know.
Maybe he is a dementia guy.
Yeah, and just doesn't know what's going on.
All right, so it's back to me. I have my last two picks here. Basically, what I have is I have 5 running backs, 5 receivers, and a tight end. So I have 1 bench spot left to pick and my quarterback. Out of spite, I will use my last pick on quarterback because I'm so upset about how this happened. So really what I'm looking for here is who has the ability to be a huge upside play, maybe a sleeper in there who has the potential to blow up. Looking at tight end, O.J. Howard, Vance McDonald, I think are some candidates. I agree with you. There's nobody at the running back position who's looking good. Wide receiver, there's a couple I like. There's Geronimo Allison. If Randall Cobb doesn't work out, maybe Allison's a guy. Michael Gallup, who is a second-round rookie, may actually be the number one for Dallas instead of Allen Hurns. You got Paul Richardson in Washington, DeSean Jackson, a couple other rookies, Anthony Miller, Christian Kirk. This is tough. I'll tell you what, I am going to go with, let's go with a guy who I think he can blow up as a rookie, and that is Christian Kirk.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then for quarterback, Alex Smith, Dak Prescott, Case Keenum. That is kind of what I'm looking at. Tyrod Taylor, Blake Bortles. I'm going to go with this would be a spot to – and I don't have it in front of me. This would be a time where I would look at schedule, and I would say who has the best first 2-3 weeks of the season – or even the best opening day, and then just know that I'm going to play the waiver wire there. So,
players, you should take Alex Smith because he's one of your favorite quarterbacks.
I like what Alex Smith did last year. I think he's got some good weapons this year. And I'm going to go with Alex Smith.
Yes, that's going to be your guy from here on out. All right.
I'd much rather have Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, last pick of the draft. The very last pick of the
draft. Mr. Irrelevant.
He's relevant to me probably because my team is interesting.
Relying on him.
What I'm seeing, obviously I'm not worried about the quarterback position. I'm looking at all skilled players. Tight end, O.J. Howard, ASJ, who did us well last year, but he's on a new team.
Jacksonville, the tight end, Mercedes Lewis has not done anything.
Yeah. So he's there. And running backs, glancing at the running backs, there's nobody that fires me up. So I'm basically going to be looking at wide receiver here.
You know, hey, real quick before you move on, I think Kenneth Dixon does still have a shot to win that starting job. But all right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I think, whatever. You have a wily veteran in DeSean Jackson, Jordan Matthews, Tyrell Williams. Man, guys that I don't know, that I don't want on my team. As I go down the list, it doesn't get any better. This is an easy one for you?
For me, it would be an easy one. But you do you.
Well, I probably the one that I probably like the best is Mohamed Sanu, and second place would be Jordan Matthews, but I'm going to go with Mohamed Sanu.
All right, and that is it. So I would have gone to Sean Jackson there.
I know, Sanu, but I think he's our quarterback.
Well, exactly. I mean, I just second year in the system. He's a number two guy. Sanu, I think, is going to be battling with Calvin Ridley, but. Yeah, what are you going to do?
He's probably going to have a touchdown pass this year, which would get me 4 points.
There you go. Kirk, do you want me to run down your team, or do you want me to run it down?
Do I want you to run down the team, or do I want you to run down the team?
Do it.
I guess I want you to run down the team.
I said, do you want to run down the team? I don't want you to get mad at me for talking about your team.
My team, my starting roster. Aaron Rodgers, running back, Leonard Fournette, quarterback, Dalvin Cook, starting wide receivers, Demaryius Thomas and Marvin Jones, tight end, David Njoku, flex, that's going to be up for grabs. I think Cooper Kupp could have a fight for that one, or Randall Cobb, but Ronald Jones III, the starting running back for Tampa. Bench players, Randall Cobb, Cooper Kupp, Devontae Booker, Tyler Lockett, Frank Gore, and Mohamed Sanu. The winning roster.
I'm just wondering why you said that your quarterback was Dalvin Cook.
I have no idea.
Okay. All right. So for my roster, my quarterback is Alex Smith. My running backs are Le'Veon Bell and Jordan Howard. Starting receivers, Doug Baldwin, Alshon Jeffrey. Tight end, Jordan Reed. My flex, I have Juju Smith-Schuster. My bench players are Carlos Hyde, Julian Edelman, Jordy Nelson, Doug Martin, Latavius Murray, and Christian Kirk. Man, that bench would be fantastic if it was 2013.
Yeah. It'd be a good starting roster.
Oh, my goodness. Well.
Now as I look in totality, I would prefer your roster. I mean, it does make a difference where you draft on which skill player you get the best one. You know, position by position, quarterback, I obviously would have an advantage. Running back, you would have an advantage. Wide receiver, I feel like that could be a wash. Tight end, I feel like you have the advantage going in, and then the flex. Again, like a wash.
Yeah, I think I do like your bench a lot more than mine. That's kind of jumps out to me.
Yeah.
I like Carlos Hyde. I like Julian Edelman. Other than that, I do not like my bench at all.
Yeah, a lot of long shots.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, that's our opinion. Let's let the people vote on it.
Yeah, I can't wait till they until they all vote your team somehow.
Oh, it's going to be great. Can't wait to text my mom to tell her to get in there and vote for me. All right. Well, hey, good job. You have anything else to add?
Go team, go.
All right. Hey, that's all for the Fancy Boys. We're signing off.
And we are fading
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.